Well, you notice that there's something else that is here. There's something that is positive here. He reinstituted the Passover. And over in the 23rd chapter here of 2 Kings, verse 21, and this is to me quite wonderful. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover under the Lord your God as it's written in the book of this covenant. They were not keeping it anymore. They had passed it by. And what does that mean? Well, that Passover speaks of Christ. They'd forgotten all about him. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us, Paul says. And we're trying to have religion without Christ. Today, and the church is trying that. The deity of Christ is ridiculed in seminaries and in pulpits. And the value of his death is rejected and spurned. The efficacy of the blood of Christ is hooted down as something evil today, even by some that are wearing a collar in the back. My friend, the only thing that can save this nation at this time is revival. Now somebody says, can it come? Yes, I believe that it can come. There is the sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees today, that there's an abundance of rain. The flood tide came in the 16th century that was led by the reformers, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and Knox. But my friend, in the 14th and 15th centuries were the reformers before the Reformation. In the 17th century, another great spiritual awakening known as the Puritan movement came. It was dark days. In the 18th century, another time of darkness and deism, another great spiritual awakening led by Wesley and Whitfield. In the 19th century, a mighty turning to God in Oxford and the missionary movements. And toward the end of the century, the great revivals that were led by Finney and Moody. In the 20th century, there's been no great world-sweeping and earth-shaking revival. Been a few local revivals, the Welsh and the Irish revival led by Dr. William Nicholson, but they've just only been local. The 20th century is fast drawing to an end. The harvest is past. The summer's ended. We're not saved. How long, O Lord, holy and true, how long? Watchman, what of the night? Look around you today. We had a depression. We didn't turn to God. We were plunged in World War II and saw the spilling of American blood that has never been equaled before in our sins. That didn't teach us a thing. There was no revival. And now we haven't had peace since then. And they think that if they get out and protest something today with long hair, it's going to solve something. We do not need long hair. We need some real, long, deep conviction on the inside today. My friend, we need to recognize even our coldness and indifference. Many of us today, by the way, when was the last time you repented of your coldness and indifference to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you told him today that you love him? He's your Savior, my friend, and I'm convinced even in this dark hour, as it's happened in the past, this revival of Josiah encourages me. It was the darkest hour in the life of this nation. And somebody, a friend of mine, called my attention to this. He's been following along with us in our study. And he said, have you ever noticed when the people were right spiritually with God, the children of Israel, there's always mention of the fact that they had gold and silver in abundance, and the fruits of the land were multiplied. Well, that's quite interesting. Maybe the reason that this country doesn't seem to be able to pull out of a financial problem, and we seem to get more and more enmeshed in it, is we're not using the right financial means to right things. It may be that our problem, after all, is spiritual.